There's a dense fog on the beach this morning. The visibility to seaward is only 100 yards, if that. The sea is muscular but calm. Gray-green swells 3 or 4 feet high move landward in powerful pulses, but do not break or even show a definite form until they trip on the gravelly ledge at the bottom of the beach. The point at which they break is determined in part by their height and in part by the position of the previous retreating breaker, which seems to be clawing at the beach in a scatter of gravel as if resisting being drawn into the maw of the next oncoming wave. The waves that break furthest in seethe and slide high up onto the beach, making me skip and scuttle up out of the reach of their lacy hems. To my left, the cliff face is looped with great hanging pseudopods of flowing sand, like enormous pendulous dugs. The lower loops of these sand pods are edged in dark, larger pebbles, like a thin necklace of garnets laid on a sandy bosom, giving them a remarkably organic appearance. What starts these flowing sand pods? The wet weather this week would suggest heavy rains, though they also seem to form in extremely dry weather. At any rate, the moisture in the air seems to have arrested any movement. Not the thinnest strand of sand grains, not a single grain, in fact, rolls down the face of the cliff. It's on foggy days like this that the beach most nearly resembles our movement into the future. We look ahead toward the constantly retreating edge of the beach, not quite able to see beyond the next bend. We walk along in the soft bubble of the present toward some increasingly cloudy and obscured next phase of our lives, lives whose meaning seems to be whispered into our ears with soft, rhythmic susurrus by the constant breaking of the waves. Only by noticing the subtly changing texture of the cliff face, which rolls like some huge canvas diorama above us, can we sense any progress on this strand, though never our position and never our ultimate destination. Always we are trapped in the dreamlike trance of the present, whose dissolving boundaries shift with us, so that what we were traveling towards is suddenly already behind us, where we were is already lost, and where we are is where we have always been, sojourning on an empty beach between dreams.